Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. This summer, several of the parks in which River Action has helped program and create public art have been vandalized, specifically Credit Island Park in Davenport and Sylvan Island Park in Moline. That is why we say it loud and clear, because we recognize the value of parks to improve public health, our quality of life, and provide communal space for sports, arts events, and festivals. We must strive to protect our parks from vandalism. The presence of graffiti on Sylvan Island, the defacing and destructing of the Sunday afternoon in the park statues, and an abundance of litter in both parks portrays an image of danger which depresses both current Quad City residents and repels potential visitors to the islands as well. If the Quad Cities wants to preserve its quality of life and maintain property values, then we must take action to prevent and halt vandalism. If we want our parks to remain protected from vandalism, because unfortunately parks are a public attraction for vandals, then we need to establish some ironclad deterrence. The best course of action to take might be to utilize ways other cities have combated it. Have security measures in place, such as crime deterrent cameras. Just the presence of a camera and signs warning of surveillance can benefit cities. Installing security gates when parks are closed in the evening is another prevention. Make sure the parks are inviting by having events there that bring citizens to enjoy them. People are their own best security. Take a look at opening views where vegetation can obstruct the viewing of criminal activity. This can be an inexpensive redesign. Finally, consider more police surveillance or higher park security to deter gangs and other vandals. Did you know one of the first parks built on public lands was between 61 and 55 BC? In ancient Rome, the first park on public land was built with pools, fountains, and plants of all kinds intended to make a space for people to walk, relax, and enjoy leisure activities. Today, our public parks are created with the same mindset. And to help bring communities and families together, let's protect them by stopping the vandalism.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.